Today's parable is a really well-known one, the parable of the sower. The main idea is the necessity that the Word of God yield abundant fruits in ourselves, in our hearts. The main phrase in today's gospel is that the seed that fell in good earth and good ground and give a hundredfold of fruits. This is the great challenge of our lives. Give fruits in this life and in the one to come. But be careful, because the Word of God that in today's gospel is spoken about is more than a simple message in a book, the Bible. Is Jesus Christ himself living in us? So this is a good plan for Lent, this time of Sexagesima that we are living in. Jesus Christ need to live in our hearts. It's not just a time to read more the Bible, that is good, or pray more, that is really necessary. It's necessary to go further than that. Allow Jesus Christ to live in us, to transform us. In the Bible says that at the beginning was the Word, and the Word was in God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. That live is a strong word. Live inside us, not by us or close to us. Live in us. So we need to do what we need to do with the Word of God is put that word in our hearts, transform our lives, and start giving fruits 100-fold times. And to do that, we need to allow Jesus Christ to live in us, to grow in us, transform us from the inside out. A Christian person needs to be the lived image of Jesus Christ. All of us, seeing light transformed by his image, every time more glorious, we need to conform our lives, what we do, to the Spirit of the Lord, says the second letter to the Corinthians. So St. Paul says many phrases of that, how we need to transform, put the image of God in us. Oh, my sons, because I am suffering like a woman in labor, until the image of God, of Jesus Christ, is formed in you. So it's more than just hear the word or understanding the word. It's like St. Paul says, for me, the life is Christ. Not me, but he who lives in me. It's a fusion of lives. So he said once, St. Paul, no one bother me because I am crucified with Jesus Christ. That is a fusion of lives. Suffering the same, feeling the same, thinking the same, living in exactly everything the same. It is not me who live, but Christ who live in me. And that is the invitation of Jesus Christ in this time of Lent, in this time of preparation for the suffering and the death of our Lord, for the mysteries of our salvation. We need to realize that we are invited to a transformation in him. The parable of today explains it completely. The strong sense of this transformation in him is in the explanation of the Eucharist. He who eats my flesh and drink my blood will live in me and I in him. So the Lord has invited us to something really profound, to become like him. Let him live in us. So this could be any higher dignity than this one. The Pope Leo the Great says, Christian, be aware of your dignity. You are called to something so big that even angels are envy of us. The world believes that the greatness is our ego. Me, what I want. I am the one who need to grow day by day, to have more than anyone else, to be more important than anyone else, be famous and known, have success in the world, and do whatever I want to. But we need to remember that the human being without God is nothing. That is where the goal is leading to, being out and far away from God. We are dust, and into dust we shall return. St. Paul says that the figure of this world is passing by. So it's good for man to recognize that the only way to be something or do something is in this transformation in Jesus Christ. Be like him and be bigger than anything that exists. Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. He's the only one who can say that he is the beginning and the end. And we are invited to participate in exactly that, that brilliant start of the morning that is described in the book of Revelation. He is the firstborn of all creature, who is not just an example to follow, is the only one we can follow. The road for allowing that the Word of God give fruits in us is to avoid that our lands, the parts of our lives and our souls, our minds, become a bad land. And how to do that? First of all, we need to farm in our souls, tilling the soil to be fruitful, and then growing it, let the seed grow. And how we can do that? Well, Lent is a perfect time to do that. First of all, we need to recognize that in ourselves, in our minds, in our souls, we're a fusion, a collection of all these four different types of lands that are described in today's parable. These four lands, in one point or the other, are in our hearts, in our souls. So the fight for holiness is to destroy the bad lands and to convert ourselves, our lands, in good and fruitful lands. And how to do that? The parable explains it itself. First of all, we need to avoid become that really hard land that is by the road that is difficult to form. The devil and the temptations are there. We need to reject anything that is not the Lord. We need to reject sin. We need to reject temptations. We need to reject the seductions of the devil. We need to avoid anything that is evil. In our fight against sin, the Lord says, you have not fight even to the point of death, to shed blood if necessary, a fight to death against evil. But even more, we need to avoid to become this land that have a lot of stones in it. The stones are related to the time of test and suffering. There will be a lot of stones in our times, in our lives, even in our hearts and minds. But we need to be strong. We need to fortify ourselves, be strong and be faithful. The temptation is big. The world is against us. But we need to go against the current, the main current of the world that is going far away from God. It's a time of, like I said, fight and suffer. But for those who live in Jesus Christ and want to follow him, they are going to suffer persecution, says the Lord. And in the world, you will have suffering, persecutions, but be glad, because I have conquered the world. It's the time that realize that the daily tasks, the pleasures of the world, even the riches, are things that are bad lands, put us away from God. Then we have this land. In the one we need to be generous, to seek the authentic and real riches and happiness of this life. We cannot be slaves of the passions. We need to treasure things for heaven. And how to do that? Avoiding to put our treasures in things that can be corrupted, like taken by the thief, or rust, and corrupt by the rust. And in order to do that, we need to first hear with an upright heart, with a really willing heart, the Word of God. Then keep the Word of God in our hearts and allow the Word give fruits. And how we can give fruits? First of all, the time that we are living in, this purple time that we are living, is a time for meditation, for transform ourselves in the way of the Lord Jesus Christ, to live like Jesus Christ, act like him, think like him. And one thing that helps a lot, of course, is confession, but also a good spiritual direction. The time of the purple times that the church allowed us to have is a special time of grace to be guided more profoundly in the way of the Lord. That is precisely the point, the sense, and the meaning of a spiritual direction. I by myself cannot go further in spiritual life and I'm not improving or giving so much fruit as I wanted. A good spiritual direction will help you to improve that. Even because just you are being obedient to the Lord and having a spiritual director. Saint Teresa used to say that the worst spiritual director is better than have none. Because even by just be obedient to the spiritual director, you are practicing one strong virtue. And there are many and plenty more to go further and further. So this time is an invitation to go further in our transformation in the Lord through the means that we have to our reach. But we need to be open, to be faithful, and to be prudent enough to ask for help if we need it. Please stand.